You're listening to the Texas Standard.
More than a million Texans are projected to lose their health insurance because of the economic recession in the U.S. brought on by the coronavirus. That's according to recent reports from the Urban Institute and the Kaiser Family Foundation. That 1 million would add to some 5 million already uninsured in the Lone Star State. Mitchell Schnurman is a business columnist for the Dallas Morning News, where he's been covering the coronavirus's effect on health care service providers. Mitchell, welcome back to the Standard.
Good to talk with you again, David.
When we say more than 1 million Texans are predicted to lose health insurance during the coronavirus recession, are we talking about them losing employer insurance plans? What kind of coverage are we really discussing here?
Yep. In this particular study, it is looking at employer-sponsored insurance. It is the way that the greatest number of Americans get covered. We've got about 160 to 180 million people that are covered by insurance that they say sponsored by their employer. Because of all the layoffs, 36 million, I think, claims have been filed so far. That has led to a projection of about 25 million people in the nation will probably lose employer-sponsored insurance. It'll hit us harder than anywhere else, in part because what the study looks at is who is going to then sign up or get additional coverage. That's really the tricky point. Everyone is going to get hit by this loss of employer-sponsored insurance because layoffs and furloughs are happening across the entire nation. The question is, how many have somewhere else to go? Well, across the U.S., 7 in 10 people, they project, will get coverage elsewhere. In Texas, it's just 1 in 2.
Wow. Oh, when it comes to other health insurance options, what are they for unemployed Texans? COBRA, Medicaid, what?
Generally, what happens is COBRA is open to everyone, and so is the ACA, the Affordable Care Act exchanges. This is considered a qualifying event. When you lose your job and you lose your employer-sponsored insurance, you are allowed to enroll in other coverage, but you have to have the money to pay for that. So, and you also have to have the inclination to do it. COBRA is pretty expensive. It means you can continue your corporate coverage that you have, but you pay 100% of it. The ACA exchange is one of the options. You can sign up. Now, more Texas should probably do that. We do quite poorly in the share of eligible people signing up for the ACA exchanges. And unlike COBRA, it's very likely you're going to get a subsidy. In Texas, over 85% of the people who sign up for the ACA coverage actually get a portion of that paid by the federal government. Sometimes the costs are as low as $75 or $80 a month. Then finally, you mentioned Medicaid. And Medicaid is really the safety net program around the country for what we call the working poor. It's people
right.
who are making up to, for a single person, that's about $18,000 a year. A single mom with two kids, that might be more like $25,000 or a little bit around there. And then you are qualified for coverage. However, in Texas, we have not expanded Medicaid. So that's
right.
not really an option for us.
I want to touch on that because it's important to note that a lot of people getting unemployment checks may be actually getting too much income to qualify for Medicaid because of those income restrictions that you mentioned. What's the possibility for the state expanding Medicaid? I mean, I guess the state has set the lowest income threshold in the country to qualify, right?
Right. So you're really talking two things there. Let's go over the first, to be qualified for Medicaid. That is, what is the income limit? What's the maximum you can make? And once you make more than that, we're not going to let you sign up. Well, Texas is the stingiest in the nation. There's no doubt about it. It's 17% of the federal poverty level. For a single mom with two kids, if she is making more than $317 a month, she makes too much to get Medicaid. Then you ask the question about, well, why don't we expand? Well, there are 36 states that have expanded Medicaid. We are in that small group that has not. Many of the states that have expanded are led by Republican governors and Republican legislatures. The reason that it's so attractive is the federal government pays 90% of the cost. In our regular Medicaid program that is already existing, the federal government only covers 62% of the cost. So most states have chosen to expand. Why haven't we? I'd say it's raw politics.
Mitchell Schnurman is covering this story as business columnist for the Dallas Morning News. Mitchell, thanks so much for getting us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Always good to talk to you. Be safe out there, David.